Hi there. The word for you today is on the Gibeonite principles. In the book of Joshua, chapter 10, verse 1, we read that Gibeon made peace with Israel and were among them. Now, the Gibeonites were a nation God told Joshua to destroy. Although they were a heathen nation, they were wise enough to know that they were on the wrong side in this fight. So here's what they did. They actually disguised themselves, came to Joshua and talked him into making a covenant with them, saying, "We are your servants." And Joshua fell for it. Now, when the old allies of the Gibeonites heard that they'd joined forces with Israel, they were angry and made war on them. And because of the covenant Joshua had made with Gibeon, he fought for them and delivered them. Now, there are three important lessons or principles in this simple story I'd like to kind of spell out for you. Number one, there comes a point where, in order to follow God, you have to make the break with your past. Gibeon did that. One of the things that hurts us is that we want to move forward without making waves or upsetting anybody. Hey, it doesn't matter who agrees, who doesn't. Who's for it and who's not? You've got to get beyond that. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Second principle here, the Gibeonites were willing to humble themselves and ask for help. Look, no matter how gifted you are, there will be times in your life when you need to reach out to others and say, "Hey, I'm going through some stuff. I need help. Let's get together." There's power in Holy Communion, okay? And number three, when you remember where you were, you'll be grateful for where you are. The Gibeonites came on board as woodcutters and water carriers. They were just happy to serve. Forget about being a spiritual celebrity. Just serve. Serving is vertical. Psalm 100, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Serving is also horizontal. Galatians 5:13, by love, serve one another. Okay? When it comes to wisdom for living, the truth is you can't improve on these Gibeonite principles.